people need to get used to the idea of converting their everyday habits into worship. This is something Ibn al-Qayyim talks about a lot. For the person who's kind of heedless, their worship becomes habit, right? Mechanical motions, tasbih, but for the wise person, their habits become worship. So let's say, for example, you go buy gas. How many times a week do you buy gas? Probably at least once a week, maybe at least once every 2 weeks, maybe more. Where do you go? What are the factors that shape your decision for where to go buy gas? Are you just going to the place that has the cheapest gas? Is there one particular gas station that's owned by a Muslim and one that's not? Would you choose the one that's owned by a Muslim over the one that's not, even if it was more expensive? If there's one that's owned by a Muslim and he doesn't sell lottery tickets or alcohol, would you prioritize that one over the other two, even if it was more expensive, right? Very, very easily, how we spend our money has ethical dimensions. We are too caught up in, usually in North America, North American Muslim scene, into just getting the best deal. We want the, especially if it comes from another Muslim, we want the fi sabilillah discount. We want the brother, we're brothers in the faith, you know, I should get it for cheaper. Instead of thinking, I have the opportunity to worship Allah with my money and help this person earn a livelihood, keep this person in business. We're too selfish for that right now. We think, what can I get? What am I getting out of it? What's my bottom line? There's an amazing story of Abdullah ibn Abbas, rahimahullah radiallahu anhuma, where he sends his slave to the market to buy a horse for him. And the slave, he goes and he negotiates a price, and he negotiates a really, really good price. He haggles. He talks him down. And he comes back to Abdullah ibn Abbas. And he tells him, look, I got this great horse. I haggled the price way down for you. Okay, Abdullah ibn Abbas says, okay, you did a great job. Thank you very much. He comes to the market to collect the horse and to deliver the payment. He sees the horse and he tells the seller of the horse, he says, what did you agree to pay for this? And he tells him the price that he had agreed to. And he said, that's too low. He said, I'm going to give you more. I'm going to give you this much. And the buyer's like, okay, well, that's crazy, but sure, right? Okay, I'll agree. Who's going to turn down extra money? Abdullah ibn Abbas kept on saying, that's not enough. I'm going to give you more. That's not enough. I'm going to give you more. And he kept on bumping up the price, bumping up the price, bumping up the price until it was more than the seller originally asked for. The seller was embarrassed at a certain point. But Abdullah ibn Abbas, he said that the reason he did it was because if I had your horse, this is what I would sell it for. This is what I think it's worth. Abdullah ibn Abbas was worshiping Allah with his money. That's his Muslim brother. His Muslim brother has a family to support. His Muslim brother has kids to feed, kids to put in school. He has a wife at home. He has all these sorts of different things. Why are you going to squeeze out of him a few extra dollars? Why wouldn't you be happy to pay the extra in order to let him live and have a decent livelihood and have a decent life? And if your intention is to seek Allah's pleasure, then you're also going to get rewarded in the afterlife for it. There's a lot of places, you know, like I was recently at Iqnamas, and you see a lot of different vendors and stuff like that. And some of the stuff is very, like, I don't want to say cheap quality, but you can tell it's just like, you know, it doesn't have sustainability in mind. Mass produced synthetic materials, you know, produced in a factory somewhere, shipped around the globe. Okay. Is it permissible? It's not permissible. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about what's ethical. What is the best thing that we could be doing? Whereas if you put your money into something that is handcrafted, it's from people that you can actually go and visit and see the individuals who are making this and ensure that they have a decent livelihood and that they're paid well and that to the end of it. Are you going to pay more? Of course you are. But if you have the right intention, you'll be worshiping Allah with your money.